Hello, thank you, and welcome again to Every Woman. This is Marvita Oliver, and we'd like to welcome you back to KKFI 90.1 FM, and today we're having Every Woman. One of our guests today is Brittany Williams. I'm really excited about our guest. Ms. Williams is the principal at Wise Power, and Wise Power, if you haven't heard about the company, is a Kansas City company. They would like to revolutionize how we consume electricity and shrink the carbon footprint. They do this by collecting and storing electricity from the grid and renewables and allowing management of the system over a single interface. If that sounds like a mouthful, that's why I brought Brittany on the show to explain a little bit more about what is Wise Power and to tell us about her family and some of the things, some of the really interesting things that they're doing. So, Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Marvita. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're really glad to have you here in the studio. We have on the board and producing the show is Ms. Una Noling. And just want to have everybody tune in. If anybody does have any questions, this is a great show. You can call in.
The number is 816-931-5534. And I'm very excited to have our guest in here today because I work in the energy industry as my day job. So I've done quite a lot of utility-related work with energy storage.
Okay, so we're going to get going. I mean, there's a lot, so I'm going to see how I can maneuver us through it. First, can you tell us about Wise Power? And how did you come about with the name, and how did you come about with the company?
Well, Wise Power, Inc. is actually where the Internet of Things meets energy storage. And we're very excited to have not one, but two revolutionary products on the market that are both emerging right now. First, let me give you a little bit of background on both. When it comes to the Internet of Things, it's still fairly new, but it's something that you'll start to hear a lot about. Especially by about 2020, the year 2022, it'll be an everyday household name similar to the cloud. And what the Internet of Things is a way to connect all of your devices. Basically, it's an IP address that your devices and electronics will have that will allow you to connect to the Internet and essentially control those things from a controller or your smartphone or smart device. It's exciting for us because my father actually came up with this concept quite some time ago. He's very modest, but he's really quite an intelligent man. He filed for these patents back in 2010. We made revisions to these patents in 2013, and we actually received the patents in 2016.
Can I just ask you, so those patents, that was the distributed energy source system,
yes.
Is that correct? And
yes.
The personal power preserve?
Yes.
So now before you, what does that mean when you have a patent on something? How does that impact your business?
It's honestly a wonderful advantage because it allows you to use this technology in a way that basically no one else can come along and copy. It gives us the exclusive rights to be able to use energy storage or store energy in a way that no one else can. Mm-hmm. Or so they would have to have permission from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting because it's not easy to get these patents. Mm-hmm. So we actually filed for our patents for our energy device the same year and same month that Tesla filed for his patents.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Tesla is significant because they have the Powerwall, is that right?
Yes,
and
yes.
So is that a competitive
system? Yes, that's one of our biggest competitors right
okay.
now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any other patent pending things?
We have quite a few in the pipeline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're expecting somewhere between 6 to 9.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. All right, well, so I'm a new homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to renovate my home, and I wanted to incorporate smart technology in my home
mm-hmm.
from the ground up. Is it better to do it from the ground up, or does it matter if you already have an existing home and you want to incorporate smart technology inside?
Certainly, certainly. Whether you have an existing home or business that you would actually want to enhance with the Internet of Things and energy storage, whether you're a new development that is looking to increase business or be able to advertise your home or office as smart home and energy storage technology, it certainly gives you an added boost. It doesn't matter whether you want to start from the ground up, whether you have a home that's already existing or you want to build a new home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're talking about bringing smart devices into the home, how does that happen? Do you need to go to a certain type of store?
We actually have a business-to-business sales model, and how we get our products to market are from HVAC, solar, and electric distributors. We contract, and we're actually looking for distributors right now to be able to put our products to market.
So these can't just be like any standard device. They have to be devices that can be hooked up to your controllers?
It does have to be properly installed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the difference that people need. So if you do have a new home, then at least when you start getting your devices, then you can get those devices that can be connected to the controller. Is that how that works then?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We'll have installers come in and install them for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been in existence as Wyze? Because I know before you with Wyze, you had another company. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we come from a background of business. Our brand, I'll say, is Wilco. Mm-hmm. And with Wilco, that included several different companies. We've been in business with IT, entertainment. We did large-scale concert promotions. We had a full-service IT company called Wilco Technologies. We got into rehabbing homes, and that company was Wilco Development. And we started the Wilco brand, standing for Williams Company, back in 2006. We spent some time in Honolulu, and we came back here for my grandmother, and we saw that as a perfect opportunity to not only expand our ideas with the Department of Defense, we also wanted to take that opportunity to get into real estate, because being in the Midwest, real estate is fairly cheap here.
And so your family's originally from Kansas City?
Yeah, originally from Kansas City, yes.
Okay, all mm-hmm. right. Okay, now, one thing Wilco was an IT entertainment, the development company. And I noticed that at one point, your father, who you say is very modest, also sat before a board with President Obama.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and why he was called?
Certainly. What really started this was Wilco Technologies, and that is our full-service IT company. We specialized in cybersecurity and systems integration. We built large-scale databases for the Department of Defense, where we held their secure information, their training, their compliance, and my father was actually deemed a systems integration subject matter expert, as well as a cybersecurity subject matter expert. So he had the chance to actually sit with Obama as he was the sitting president and talk about some of the problems that we face being an entrepreneur and an African-American entrepreneur at that, trying to get government contracts and break into new fields like energy.
What did they find was the result of those conversations?
They had the chance to sit and, you know, discuss some of the issues, but really I think it was more of Obama figuring out how he can help with some of those issues that we face as African Americans in businesses like these.
Okay, and is that more of connecting people with maybe more the government contracts type of thing?
Or? Yes, more talking about how to overcome some of the hurdles that we face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that brings me to the cybersecurity part. So mm-hmm. with cybersecurity, I noticed that your father is a subject matter
mm-hmm.
expert, or SME as they say. Mm-hmm. So with him being a SME in cybersecurity, is he using that expertise to help protect your things that you're doing in the business now? Because I've seen some things that kind of scare me when it comes to cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. How is your technology being protected?
When it comes to cybersecurity, it's really been a huge benefit with the new company. Let me back up briefly. We actually sold Wilco Technologies in September of last year to be able to focus on the new company. And some of the biggest issues that people are facing right now when it comes to the Internet of Things is cybersecurity. You hear about people breaking into or hacking into baby monitors and things like that. Mm-hmm. And when you have products on the market like automatic door locks, the last thing you want to worry about is people being able to hack into those systems and steal your information or even take over your home to a certain extent. So having a background of cybersecurity allows us to actually set up 7 different layers of encrypted security. And we feel like that's one of the main things that sets us apart from some of our competitors. It's having a background of cybersecurity has just been a huge added benefit in breaking into markets like the Internet of Things and even energy storage.
So then you've said a lot that I can't help but bring a little bit of attention to, because, like I say, there's a lot going on with your family. You sold the business.
Yes. Yes.
And how did that impact you? Did that allow you to, did that free you up? Do you so that you can don't have to work anymore?
I wish it was that easy. It seems like the work never stops. But as soon as we were awarded the patents, It certainly freed up a lot of our time and availability. We were starting to be approached by some giants in the industry that we were breaking into. And one of the questions that was asked is, with running a full service technology company, how do you have the time, or how do you devote all of your time into growing the new company? You know, even with looking to get investors, that was a concern that they had. You know, if we're going to put money towards this, how do we know that you're really going to take the time to grow our investment?
Okay, well, there's a lot more that we want to talk about as we find out more about Wise Power Incorporated, Wilco Technologies, and all the subsidiary companies that existed in the group of Wilco brand.
Yeah.
Brand. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. This is KKFI 90.1, Kansas City's community radio station.
Support for KKFI provided by City of Fountain School, providing educational and community building opportunities in the Kansas City Metro, offering programs for parent-toddler groups, kindergarten, grades 1 through 5, and a homeschool enrichment group, grades 1 through 8. Curriculum includes music, art, movement, games, gardening, foreign language, and handwork classes. Now enrolling for the 2018-19 school year. More information at cityoffountainschool.org.
The Jackson County Bar Association presents Law 101, free legal classes taught by judges and licensed attorneys. Classes are from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Greg Kleiss Community Center, 1600 John Buck O'Neill Way, Kansas City, Missouri. The next class is August 8th on consumer rights. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hi, we're back on the air at KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio Station. This is Marvita Oliver with Every Woman, and we have Una Nolan on the production board. And our special guest today is Miss Brittany Williams, and we have a guest in the studio as well who's checking us out. So we left off with you telling us about the growth you guys have had over the years and having the time to grow. So let's backtrack a little bit, Brittany, because I do want people to know a little bit more about some of the things, the journey that you took to get here. Mm-hmm. For example, you were there. You told me that there was an IT, entertainment, the Wilco development portion, cybersecurity. Can you tell us a little bit more about those specific branches of the Wilco brand? For example, what were you doing in entertainment?
I actually started my entertainment company at age 18.
Okay.
My father owned a nightclub in Honolulu before we came back out here, a really popular club in Waikiki. Mm-hmm. So I kind of came up around entertainment. He also dabbled with concert promotions back in the 70s under a company called Odyssey Productions. Mm-hmm. I brought a lot of big shows here. So it was a blessing for me to be able to actually produce my very first independent show with Tank and Raheem Devon at age 21, which is the same age my father did his first show at the Uptown Theater age 21. Okay. I had my show there as well. So I came up around entertainment, mm-hmm. and I actually was a part of my dad's street team. I would pass out flyers in Waikiki, mm-hmm. and things like that. So when we got back here, realizing nightlife here was so different, I just kind of wanted to bring something new to the table. I started off with doing club promotions and actually did quite a few events in the Kansas City club scene, mm-hmm. working my way up to concerts. So by the age of 21, I did my first large show. And from there, I started to buy into national tours, such as the Intimacy Tour with Kim, Donnell Jones, and Ledisi. I got into some large-scale festivals. One here, the Soul Food Festival, we had a large lineup with George Clinton, Parliament, and Funkadelics, Carl Thomas, SWV. We did another one down in Dallas. Entertainment has always been a passion of mine, so we've always tried to make sure we keep our hands in that and just provide the city with something fun and safe to do.
And by being involved in entertainment, how does that help or complement the things that you're doing on the tech side?
Well, for starters, it certainly taught me a lot about marketing and how to promote myself, how to promote the business, how to gain new business, how to give our companies maximum exposure, how to use the media to our advantage, even to gain new contracts. And it really does all kind of tie in together. When mm-hmm. you have multiple businesses that you're doing all at once, whether you're, flipping a house and getting a house to market or doing a concert and, bringing entertainers here or, even trying to get government contracts, it's a certain type of synergy that you, kind of bring with all of your businesses. They all seem to piggyback off of one another and help one another.
All right. So one of the things that you mentioned was that, so coming from Honolulu to Kansas City, mm-hmm. was it, I know Kansas City is a, what are the differences? What kind of differences do you see?
Oh, my goodness. Where to begin? Mm-hmm. The weather, the opportunities, the diversity was a big one. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, it's extremely diverse. You can do something that appeals to a little bit of everyone. When it comes to Kansas City, it's kind of more black and white, mm-hmm. It's not nearly as many opportunities here, in my opinion, but that's also why we try to bring something new to Kansas City.
Do you feel that you're seeing the entertainment industry growing in the Kansas City area?
It's certainly come a long way, and I think having the Sprint Center here certainly changed that. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of large-scale shows that we wouldn't typically get.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And I know you were even rubbing shoulders with some entertainers as far as offering tours and things like that. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Goodness, it's always been a blessing to have the chance to meet a lot of people. And the more concerts that you do, the more people that you meet. And one thing I'll say for sure, networking has created a lot of opportunities for me. Mm-hmm. Once you've done one concert and you've worked with a group of people and they have nothing but great things to say, they offer more opportunities. Let's say Ledisi. Mm-hmm. I had an amazing connection with Ledisi. And working with her and being able to run back into her at the Essence Fest, she'll say, it was great working with you. We have another tour coming up. I'd love for you to be involved. Or, here, meet this artist over here. This is someone that, you might want to open up for one of your shows. Just the more people that you meet, essentially, the more opportunities that you have. And when you start to rub elbows with a different caliber of people, it's a different caliber of opportunities that happen to come your way.
Well, so this, I'm really glad I'm talking with you because, honestly, when I read the different bios with your bio and I read your father's bio, I thought you guys were two totally different people. But now you're letting me know that you actually come from the same, you know, the same frame as far as mm-hmm. he was in entertainment
yes.
first, and then
yes.
he was in. He went into technology.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go to school for technology? Or
yes, he actually did. But my father is truly a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people that can foresee a problem long before it actually exists and come up with the solution before we even recognize that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's been involved with a lot of different businesses. He actually was around September 11th, the tragedy, unfortunately, where Hawaii received some threats, threats to the airports and such, and it started to kind of become a ghost town for a little while.
Okay.
Hawaii is really big on tourism, and after September 11th, we didn't, you know, see the same amount of tourism that we were getting before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also when a new law was passed stating that if you're, in the Department of Defense, you have to have a certain level of training and compliance. And no one really offered that at the time. So he actually became a contractor at Pearl Harbor as he started to develop this idea that he had for an actual training and certification database.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he got started. And it was some people that actually said, well, Kevin, I don't know how you're going to do this. You have to jump over a lot of hurdles, and challenges are one of the things that we actually, you know, we do best.
So back then he was looking at cybersecurity?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a visionary thing, because you, even now, you don't hear a lot of people. Well, you're starting to hear more people talk about cybersecurity, but at the same time, you're not seeing it in the infrastructure as far as courses being offered as mm-hmm. much, you know, so I think that's coming. But yeah, I do believe I would have to say your father is a visionary. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So then after Hawaii and then coming back to the States, how did you guys decide to come back to the States?
It was my grandmother. Mm-hmm. You know, she's an amazing woman. She's been that rock that held our entire family together. And when she got up in age and became ill, and she said, "I need you," we all came on back. Mm-hmm. That's really all it took.
Yeah, family mm-hmm. can do that.
Certainly.
Yeah, and that's
mm-hmm.
a good thing.
Yes.
And now that you are back, you guys decided you wanted to stay?
Yeah, we came back here. We started Wilco Technologies when first getting back, and from there we got into flipping houses, and we started Wilco Development.
Okay, so back to the flipping houses.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide to get into that, and what were some of the challenges that you saw, and how did you get past them?
Ironically, it was a large challenge that actually got us into flipping houses.
Mm-hmm.
When my father first came up with the idea for his database, he was hired by a company that actually moved us back here, gave him a great salary, and you know, wouldn't you know, as soon as we get back here, purchase a home, purchase cars, they lay him off.
Oh. Okay.
And it took a fight just to get his intellectual property, and we still face the challenges of there's a mortgage, there are car payments. What are we going to do? I have an uncle here that was, involved in real estate, and he had flipped a few homes, and that's how we got started. We took everything we had. We purchased a few properties. We hired some contractors to fix those properties up, and it was real estate that actually got us through until we were able to get our intellectual property for Wilco Technologies. That's when my father went ahead and started his own company instead of working for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That is how Wilco Technologies was formed. And luckily, we started with a pilot of 1,000 users. It was a lady in Washington, D.C. that was, you know, gave us the opportunity. She saw the idea that he had and decided to give us a chance. And we took that pilot with 1,000 users and grew it all the way to 1.6 million users.
Now I understand why we went from Wilco Technologies to Wise Power so quickly. You're so used to this that you don't realize how amazing mm-hmm. you guys are, because you guys have done
Thank
a lot.
Thank you so much.
You know, because you kind of skipped right over the renovation thing, and I'm going to have to take you back there.
Yes, yes. I tend to jump around a lot. Please
no,
do.
No, I mean, it's a good thing that you have so much to talk about. But with the renovation, so, I mean, I think that's significant, and a lot of people are facing this today. They're saying more and more people are leaving the corporate world,
mm-hmm.
and because of similar reasons for what happened with your father, they're mm-hmm. being downsized, or
yeah.
they just don't want to work in that environment anymore, and they want to mm-hmm. be their own boss.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into real estate, What are some of the challenges you faced there? How did you do? How was that?
Real estate, it worked out great for us. It certainly had its advantages and disadvantages. It is kind of tough when you put a lot of money into a property and there's vandalism, or, you know, people will, you know, come and steal your copper or your AC units, or we spend a lot of time and money fixing up a property to come in and realize squatters have, you know, broken in and damaged the property, or you know, having to chase down rent some months, or playing the role of a property manager isn't always easy. I've had to wear quite a few hats. But overall, it really was a blessing for us.
And how many properties did you flip?
I want to say about 26 in total. Might have been more than that. I'll have to go back and check our books. We haven't actually done real estate since about 2015.
Okay. When you started, how did you change from when you started to when you finished as far as your process? What were some of the things that you learned about making it easier for you guys?
It certainly takes the right team, having the right staff in place. That's very, very important. Have to make sure you just stay on top of everything. The team is one of the most important things, I'll say. And the right contractors, having the right contractors can make a large difference as well.
Okay. All right. So now that you've been in the real estate business for a while, and you're looking around, and as you said, the woman helped you come up with the idea to pilot for 1,000 users. Can you take us into that again?
My father came up with the idea.
Okay.
Originally, the program was called IA Star, and it's developed significantly since
IA
then.
IA Star?
Yes. That's where we started. It was a pilot for 1,000 users. Well, he originally had the idea, and he went to Washington. It was a 5-star general that actually said, if you can actually do this, prove yourself, and if it works, you know, then we'll go from there.
And what was the premise of it?
It was a database that actually held your assurance training, your system compliance for the government. It stored training records. It was a database that just held secure information for the Department of Defense.
And these days, people might not appreciate, but there was a time when the different companies and organizations would duplicate work. And so one part of the organization might have certain information, another part of the organization might have certain information, and it would do the same thing. And so not having a database to help you bring everything together was something that was not unusual. So for your father then to develop a database, that at that time, I'm sure that was a very significant thing.
The biggest problem back then was getting different computer systems and databases to talk to one another. And that's where systems integration comes in. If you can have one company or one large platform be able to seamlessly connect with another, it certainly makes it easier for people in the government to be able to do their jobs properly.
Exactly.
And manage everything under one roof.
Sure. And that's in the government and in private industry. So I'm going to just take a little break just to remind people, if you do have any questions for us today, you can feel free to call us at 816-931-5534. Brittany has volunteered to answer any questions you might have, especially on the subject of cybersecurity. But if you have any questions about entertainment as well, or anything that we've talked about today, real estate, please feel free to give us a call. Okay, so we've gotten out of the real estate business. Now we're getting into the database business. We're in Washington, D.C. We have 1,000 users. And what is happening in Wilco now?
Right now, our complete focus has been...
D.C. at that time with the database situation. Okay.
Yes, they went ahead and awarded us the pilot for 1,000 users. With that pilot, we actually proved that the database and his idea can work. So from there, they gave us about 30,000 users to be able to put into the system. It worked seamlessly. We had no issues. Still to this day, it's actually compliant. Everyone, well, we've sold the company, but everyone in that system still actually has to go through that system and be registered in that system to be able to keep their jobs.
All right. Well,
that pilot with 30,000 eventually went to 1 million. And when we sold the company last year, we were at a little over 1.6 million.
And who did you sell that company to?
It was a Ohio-based company.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so that's bringing us to the present now. So now we're back in, after you sell that company, then how did you come up with Wise Power?
Oh, my goodness. I had mentioned before, my father actually came up with the concept before 2010 mm-hmm. and decided to really go after it. He filed for the patents in 2010. And my goodness, it took a long time. It took a lot of development, took a lot of resources. And we made the first revisions to the patent in 2013. And this is still before any other products similar to ours were actually on the market.
And so, can you help us understand then what your product is? What
certainly,
is
certainly. With Wise Energy, it is essentially a unit that takes the energy that you're already paying for. It can store that energy during peak times and allow you to actually disperse that energy when your energy costs are at a lower time. Mm-hmm. So basically,
so for example, I have my house and I have your system, and during the day, I guess 10 to 4 is maybe high peak time.
Yes.
All right. So I'm using all my energy, mm-hmm. but after maybe 7 in the evening mm-hmm. to maybe 6 in the morning, just mm-hmm. those are low peak times. So then my energy is being stored. Is that
yes? It's a box that literally stores the energy to power your home and mm-hmm. basically make sure you're never actually without power.
So these
in the
are
case of a power
these are
out,
batteries.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a series of battery banks, but unlike products like Tesla's, we're more than just a bank of batteries. Mm-hmm. We actually call ourselves intelligent stored energy. Mm-hmm. And we have different components in place that allow you to do so much more. That is where the Internet of Things comes in. We're not just a box that stores the energy to power your home, but we also to allow you to control everything in your home. Mm-hmm. We can send you alerts and such and actually help you cut your energy cost up to 60%. We help you reduce your carbon footprint. In the case of a power outage, we do help you make sure you have your power restored. And let's say you have a battery-powered car. In the case of a power outage, you can actually take your Prius, your Tesla, any of those cars. You can charge them at a station. You can come back to the home and actually power our battery units just with the energy with your car.
So you can use your car as a generator?
Yes.
As a battery.
Mm-hmm. As a way to charge our units.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to kind of take you back to Hawaii. In mm-hmm. Hawaii, did you guys have power outages maybe more so than you would have in the state, or did you experience that kind of thing living in Hawaii, or no?
Let me think about that. I think it's something that happened a little bit more here. We didn't have quite as many storms.
Ah, okay.
I'll say the weather was overall a lot better.
Okay, the reason why I ask, I lived overseas, and I lived with power outages as a constant. Mm-hmm. And so I also experienced having to have a generator or some kind of UPI, I guess it was called, a power mm-hmm. storage system, mm-hmm. and basically a battery that once either it would be that at that time it would either be automated, and that meant if it was connected to your house, you could flip a switch and then you get your battery turned on. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't automated, then you're probably using a generator or something like that. Now, mm-hmm. so I'm kind of used to that, you know, having outages. And honestly, I don't even remember before I went overseas having any kind of electrical outage in, you know, living in America. But since mm-hmm. I've come back, man, it's kind of a constant, yeah. a little bit more constant.
Yeah, it doesn't help that yeah. our grid is so outdated.
Right.
There hasn't been any major changes made to our utility grid since its inception.
What types of changes do you see have to be made, or do you guys at YC have to be made?
Oh, my goodness.
Address these kind of issues?
I mean, essentially, we really need a new grid. It's a lot of money that needs to be put into the new grid.
And is that a more centralized version that you're looking, decentralized version, I mean, that you're looking at?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And I do know a lot of companies, like including Black & Veatch, are looking at those types of solutions. Mm-hmm. So it's a different mindset. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what you're saying when your father was a visionary, because it is a different mindset to be able to look at those kind of solutions. Mm-hmm. So with the solution that you provide then, how have you seen it being accepted as far as are you getting a lot of customers using your product?
It's still very new. Well, we're actually in the process of development right now. We haven't quite hit the market yet, but we'll be hitting the market very soon.
Mm-hmm.
We face certain challenges just because it's very new. And when we first filed for the patents and we were explaining to people exactly what it does, a lot of people didn't quite understand. When Tesla hit the market, we received quite a few phone calls. You know, is this what you were talking about? Is this mm-hmm. the sort of energy storage that you were referring to? And it certainly helped. Even now, if I explain, we have a energy storage system, or, you know, a battery, you know, pack, or mm-hmm. essentially, a lot of people don't quite understand that. If I say Tesla's Powerwall, it'll kind of click a little bit.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that was how I kind of noticed you guys, because when I saw that it was a power solution, that's when I started asking questions about, mm-hmm. can you tell me a little more about how your city system, because you said it, there's some passive power as well, so you can also hook up solar.
Our product actually works very well with solar. Mm-hmm. Being able to take the energy from solar and put it right into or feed it into our energy storage system, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually could essentially take you off the grid in some markets.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a lot we've been talking about here. This is the Every Woman Show on KKFI 90.1 FM. If you do have any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 816-931-5534. If you have any questions for Brittany Williams from Wise Power Incorporated, we have some more questions, but I'm just trying to give you guys a chance to to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
One question that I have, Brittany, is about the cybersecurity thing. But before we go there, I don't want to forget to direct anybody who would like to find out more about your organization. Where can they go to find out more about Wise Power Incorporated?
Yes, you can go to getwisepower.com. And for distributors, you can go to Wise, WISEIOT.net.
Okay, mm-hmm. thank you. And there's one reason that I wanted to direct people to the website also, because you have an energy assessment there. That's a free energy assessment that people can use to get an idea about how their power distribution is being used in their home, and what kind of you even break down the pricing, you know, and so that's an energy assessment test. Can you tell us, did your father develop that, or how did that come about?
Yes. The first thing that we needed to do was measure how much energy is actually used. And what our assessment does is we take everything in your home that is plugged into a wall, and we actually calculate how much energy each of those products use. In fact, it was me and a cousin of mine that took months and months to load into a database everything that is essentially plugged into the wall unit mm-hmm. in your home. and calculate how much energy each of those devices uses, down to the kilowatt hour. I mean, from everything from a plasma TV to a DLP TV, how much energy does it use when it's on, when it's off, when it's during standby? Mm-hmm. And how often do we open up our utility bills and right. see, you know, it's $179, but I don't completely understand what a kilowatt hour is or how that breaks down or how exactly I'm charged $179. Mm-hmm. Well, we break down everything to a T. Your washer and dryer makes up $21 of that bill, and this is the kilowatt hours that it uses. You know, your refrigerator, you know, things of those yeah. things of that sort. And
I know when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, that's the first time I've seen that. That really makes sense because mm-hmm. you don't know why your bill is what it is. You kind of mm-hmm. have an idea, okay, the fan maybe drains more power than, you know, mm-hmm. this or that. But mm-hmm. but at the same time, I like the fact that not only could you go in, tell them how many rooms you have, tell them what devices you have in the room, but it also shows you the breakdown according to each zip code.
Yes.
And I think that's something that, you know, is very can be very helpful for people
yes.
when they want to see mm-hmm. what their power breakdown is now and then help mm-hmm. them to understand and get a better feeling for managing mm-hmm. or being more efficient with their energy.
Mm-hmm. We had an assessment done on our home and found out that some of the appliances plugged in that we never used were draining a significant amount of power. We mm-hmm. had an old VCR that had a constant drain of 10 watts
oh, wow.
24/7 the entire
wow.
year. So if you multiply that by 8760, that's 87 kilowatt hours a year of energy
wow.
for a VCR that we had never put a tape in 5 years, just sitting there draining away constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So these energy assessments can be really valuable. Mm-hmm. Unplugging it saved us something like $10 a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great benefit for consumers, and it even works well for the utility companies. We allow them to actually, you know, let consumers know how much energy is needed and saves money on both sides.
Yeah, I can see how there would be a willingness to partner in that kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, do you then, when you have your system installed, are you able to sell back energy as well? Or
in some markets you can.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently discovered KCP&L is one of those markets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is that like? Can you describe how that happens? You can sell back your energy because you're not using more energy than you're supplying.
It's actually just when you produce your own energy. And that's why our products combined with solar are so beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just take the energy that you are currently using and you store that energy. You can use it as a later date. If that energy isn't used and it's just sitting there, that's, you know, energy that you can at least use or, you know, cut down on your bills because you're not using it nearly as often.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I know I guess I've been interested in solar applications. Do you also have any other applications, like wind generation or anything like that? Are you basically focused on solar right now?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
As far as for energy production, do you have any other applications besides solar? Or do you,
we work well combined with solar, but mm-hmm. our main focus is just to take our batteries
okay.
and that bank and store the energy.
Great. It sounds like we have a caller.
Yes, we have Robert, who says he is calling in from Houston, Texas, who has a comment. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for inviting me into the conversation. I appreciate you allowing me to chime in. I got a question for Brittany.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, I commend you and your father for, you know, being innovative in this particular industry. This is a very interesting conversation. My question is, considering the solar energy is, like, gaining popularity as a source of our energy source, do you have any information that you can provide someone like myself that I could use to become educated about this particular industry, especially since it's so big in the state of Texas, mm-hmm. as a way to get involved as an entrepreneur?
Certainly, certainly. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your interest. Thank you for calling in. I would certainly say that research is extremely important. It took us a lot of research just to learn this market. It's amazing that you say that, because one of the reasons we actually set up our business model to be business to business is to allow people just like yourself to have an opportunity to create your own business behind this. And we actually encourage people to sign up and be a distributor with us, because it gives you a chance to actually sell our products at your own leisure and start a business behind this.
And
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I would certainly encourage you to go to wiseilt.net, read a little bit more about what it is that we do, research a little bit more about our products, and see if this is an opportunity that might actually interest you.
Okay, I'll definitely do that once the interview concludes. And that's all I wanted to know. I really admire the direction that the company is going and the diversity that y'all bring to the table, as far as just in the different backgrounds of real estate, entertainment, energy, and defense, and all kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask you, sir, what type of business you're in?
Right now, I'm in the truck driving business.
Okay.
I actually drive box trucks. I do hot shot driving here in Houston, Texas.
And you're wanting to become an entrepreneur as far as in the power industry more so, or the energy industry?
Well, it's an interest, because I live in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And Texas in general is huge in regards to the power industry. But I have noticed that there is a lack of African American presence involved in this industry. And just listening to this interview gave me a little more inspiration to even want to do some more research, considering the fact of how big it is here. I don't know how big it is in Kansas City. I'm originally from Kansas City.
Okay.
But I do know for sure that it's big here.
Mm-hmm. Well, so glad that you were listening in, and I'm glad that to talk to another homeboy from Kansas City.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And well, if you do have any more questions about the cybersecurity, the energy business, as Brittany was saying, her father is a subject matter expert, and you can even go online to look up his name. His name is Kevin Williams, and if you do Kevin Williams and Wise, you'll probably see them together, and you'll read some interesting articles that he's written to help explain some of the things that we're talking about today.
All right. Thank you very much for this information. I got one more question, Ms. Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Does your company get involved with the community in any kind of way, as far as educating our younger people about the potential opportunities associated with this industry? And if you do, what are they?
Very, very good question. In fact, we have a project on the table right now. We haven't signed on the dotted line quite yet. I don't want to put too much into it, but we're hoping to actually do a STEM program. And that STEM program will teach exactly how our devices work. We would have models set up, our products combined with solar, and you can actually see how the energy is used, how it's converted, and it's all about the youth and actually being able to teach the youth more about this. We've done quite a lot of community outreach over the years. We've done giveaways where we've given away laptop computers and different things like that, and we're always open to teaching more about the community and doing more community outreach. And the more that we grow, the more that we hope to help others grow. We're still a startup right now, and we're very excited to be able to get our products to market, so we can have the ability to go and I'll say each one teach one. It'll give us the chance to teach more people about how our products work. It'll give us the chance to have more entrepreneurs that can start a company behind our products and be able to go out and sell them. And we're, like I said, we're open to anything where we can be able to talk about it and teach about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And my last question, I'm going to keep you on the line for so long.
You're fine.
My last question is, I know that you had mentioned a product during the interview that actually stores energy through the downtime when you're not using so much energy, and it kind of pulls from that device that you guys created or whatever. And that was of significant interest to me because I was actually in Houston during Hurricane Harvey, and I was able to see how many people were without power, and I think that's an innovative product, not only for here, but as far as Kansas City as well, because I've been through the snowstorms and all that up there, too. But what I wanted to know is, when I go on that website, WISEILT, what is it,
.net? WISEILT, W-I-S-E, okay. I is in indigo.
L-T, right?
O-I-O-T,
IOT. Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. All right. When I go to that website, that'll give me more information about that particular product where I have a lot more understanding as being if I was to explore the option of being a distributor. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right, that's all I wanted, Brittany. And, you know, you keep pushing and you got some support way down here in Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. And that was Robert from Houston, Texas, a former Kansas Cityan, calling in to talk about some, to ask some questions to our guest, Brittany Williams. She is a principal at WISE Power Incorporated. WISE is the official logo. What was it? What was it you told me again? The official logo for WISE, or where IoT meets energy storage.
Where IoT, yes.
And and I think that was even what the caller was so able to bring out as far as applications. And I think that was something that I appreciated Robert talked about, those types of applications, example for the situations with the hurricane in Texas, or for the times in Kansas City when there's a snowstorm and you have major power outages.
Yes.
These are times when you don't want your food to spoil in your freezer. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be stranded without any way to without any electricity in your house. You may still have some your phone, but even that's going to die if you're not able to recharge it. So this is these are the types of applications that these products can be utilized for. And it was also good that he was able to bring out the other things that you're doing with STEM and how you guys are also giving back to the community. Can you, maybe as we kind of wrap things up, can you maybe tell us about some story that might be related to what you're doing for the community?
A story related to what we're doing.
Or anything you'd like to say in closing.
Yes, well, bigger than just the community, first thing I'll say is we're very excited to actually have our first distributor. And that distributor is in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And,
oh, wow.
And he's setting up a distribution center down there.
Okay, and that's no coincidence because in Puerto Rico, when did the storm hit in Puerto Rico?
Oh, my goodness.
Over a year ago.
It's been quite some time.
Yeah, it's been, and that wiped
Hurricane
out.
Hurricane Katrina
wiped out Puerto Rico.
Maria wiped out Puerto Rico. It's been about 9 months now of people down there still without power.
Exactly.
And we're working very adamantly to get our units down there and be able to provide power for those who still don't have it.
So you guys are on the cutting edge because you're, like you said, your father was a visionary, and I know that they were looking for solutions in Puerto Rico, you know, really reaching out to the government to help bring those solutions. So the fact that WISE is there, I think, is very significant. So is there anything else happening in Puerto Rico that you'd like to tell us about? How are things going?
So far, we actually just officially signed the contracts and have our distributor down there. We are working with our engineers right now as we speak. We have patents on the way from China, or more of our patents on the way from China, and just as soon as we get them here and get them tested, we are very, very excited to start to get our units down there.
Okay, mm-hmm. So WISE is going to, I mean, Puerto Rico is going to be a WISE community.
Yes.
That's
yes.
great to hear. So mm-hmm. I hope everything works out, and I hope that it'll be a great solution for the people down in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I just have to say once again, Brittany, I am so happy we were able to have you here today. As I told you, I have some questions I want to ask you when the interview is finished.
Yes.
But just telling us, bringing us in today to share with us the WISE Power Incorporated technology, letting us see how IoT meets energy storage and how you can utilize the WISE technology if you choose to, as well as the things you guys have been into as far as just the Wilco brand in general and how you've reached out and touched the community in so many ways, from IT to entertainment to even real estate development, and even now more particular cybersecurity and system innovation. So we want to thank you again. Can you just say one more time where people can find out more information about you and as well as take that energy assessment test?
Yes. Our main site right now is www.getwisepower.com. To become a distributor, you can go to WISE IoT, that is Indigo, O is an off, T is in technology.net, and we also currently have a campaign that we are running through a site called Start Engine, and I would love to actually tell you to go to Start Engine and go to WISE LLC for more information about our capital raise.
All right. Well, thank you once again. Thank you also, Una Nolan, on the board, as usual, doing the production. This is Every Woman. I'm Arvita Oliver, and you're listening to 90.1 FM. This is KKFI, Kansas City's community radio station.